initial quality.
Dependability award from J.D. Power and Associates.
Highest in initial quality for entry premium vehicles.
J.D. Power and Associates. You've probably heard that name over and over again if you watch TV anyway or listen to the radio. But perhaps you've never really understood what this company does. J.D. Power & Associates is an international marketing firm. They do consumer surveys on safety and quality of automobiles. And you could say, arguably, J.D. Power helped Toyota become synonymous with safe. That's because for years, the research firm has ranked foreign automakers above the big three in both safety and quality. But good news yesterday for Detroit, and you're almost certainly going to hear about it in the next round of car ads. For the first time ever, U.S. car brands beat imports in the J.D. Power & Associates study of initial quality. To let us know if this is a turning point, a landmark, or just some marketing tactics, our friend Paul Eisenstein is with us. He's publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. Good morning.
Hi. So it's good to be with you.
This list has been around for about a quarter of a century, right?
Yeah, this was the 24th initial quality study, or IQS, that they released yesterday.
And do you think it's fair to say that J.D. Power & Associates has had a big hand in making Toyota and Honda the choices when you're going for a safe quality vehicle?
Well, they would argue that they've just let the public know who's been doing a good job, but certainly they've done a great job of making sure the public knew it. Probably the two biggest arbiters of quality, the two biggest trumpeters, if you will, are J.D. Power and, of course, Consumer Reports magazine, which has also traditionally given the best ratings to the imports, particularly a couple of Asians.
And say what you will, J.D. Power and Associates, their decisions on what are quality, safe vehicles influences what people buy.
No question about that.
But does it have anything to do with safety? What is this initial quality? It sounds like something's going to fall off the dashboard.
No, this is not about safety.
Right,
this is
right.
about quality. And it measures two forms of quality and, in fact, creates a bit of a controversy. When the study first came out 24 years ago, it focused totally on things gone wrong, TGW in industry speak. That refers to, things like transmissions breaking or door handle falling off, and the type of stuff that in years past were very common. As that became less and less common, the initial quality study started taking in design defects. So it also started knocking people down for things like, say, badly shaped or badly designed cup holders or seats that weren't comfortable. So those were, these days, one of the controversies is how important are these different problems?
How important are badly designed cup holders, Paul? Do you really need an answer to that question?
Well, according to Power, that's a big issue. So some companies, Germans in particular, get done because they tend to not like cup holders.
Well, Charlie Herman, who's the Takeaway and WNYC economics editor, spoke with David Sargent of J.D. Power & Associates, and he kind of asked him, what's the significance of this result in the initial quality survey?
We've seen for the last few years that the U.S. domestic automakers have been catching their Japanese counterparts in terms of initial quality. This year, we see for the first time, actually in the 24-year history of the study, that they have actually closed the gap completely. And now, on average, there's no difference between U.S. domestic quality and Japanese quality.
He's pretty calm as he says that, but that's kind of breaking news in terms of what we know and assume about the big three.
Oh, absolutely. You go back to the beginning of this study. First of all, quality overall has been increasing over that 20-odd years by like 5 and 6%, sometimes even more, every year. It wasn't unusual. I remember when I was buying my first car way back in the early 70s to have five problems that might be fixed. Everything from, say a bad engine to just a mirror that may have fallen off. They've got to screw it on. When this study began, the Japanese probably had overall less than half the problems that the domestic manufacturers made in their cars. Today, it's roughly equal that the American manufacturers, the big three, Ford in particular, slightly better than the typical import.
Okay, I want to play you another comment from David Sargent, the Vice President of Global Vehicle Research at J.D. Power.
The lead that the Japanese held for many years has disappeared. The question now is, can the U.S. automakers, A, continue this position, and secondly, can they translate it into an improved quality image? Because the image that consumers have of U.S. domestic quality still generally lags that of the Japanese.
Although one could say that the image of quality among Toyota, at least, has fallen because of the recent recall problems.
Oh, no question about that. It appears that Toyota took a big hit. There's some evidence over the years that Japanese consumers have gotten to the point where they almost overlook some of the problems that they have with their vehicles. Oh, I have a loose mirror. Well, it can't be Toyota. It must be the way it's supposed to be designed because everybody says Toyota is such good quality. What we're finding is now that Toyota is in the news for having these safety and other defects, people are starting to ask tougher questions. And if they see a problem with their vehicle, they're actually checking it off on the box in the study form.
But Paul, what's the image part of this and what's the actual quality part of this? That's what I don't understand. It seems to be mostly about image.
No, the study is about real problems, things that bother people. And that's what Power argues is what the whole study is about. It doesn't matter what it is. If it bothers you, whether you have a defect that sends you back to the dealer for repair or something that the vehicle just doesn't do what you're expecting it to do, there is the problem. And that's what this is designed to measure. The significance of this is that it's saying that those people who own domestic products are finding that the vehicles do what they want without problems, without busted engines or bad design. And the question that Dave Sargent just raised is, can that get across to the broader public? There's a good portion of the American public these days that won't even consider domestic products. California and New York, people just don't buy domestic vehicles because they have this image of problems.
Yeah, we'll have to see if it translates into higher sales. Paul Eisenstein, you know, we're doing this summer music series, and there's tons of summer music that involves cars. I got to ask you, do you have a summer song?
You know, I do, but it's not a car song. It's old Nat King Cole, Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer.
Nice, that's a good one.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com.
Crazy days of summer, those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.